Chofetz Chaim Yoimi, day 83, continued. Vida, we're talking about the Isser of Rechilus, and we're talking about telling people over what Yena said or did against them. And we are talking about how the dinim apply. Vida, you should know. The Isser of Rechilus, the Isser of Rechilus, so Afilaim Ein Miskavin Berechilusoi Lahachnes Sina Beliboi Al Oisai Plenim. He's not trying to get this person who he's telling the story to hate the person who he's telling it about, right? The reason why is so that people shouldn't hate each other because by telling Rechilus, you're making people hate each other. However, even if it's not with that intention, you're still not allowed to say Rechilus. Even if in his mind, he thinks that this guy did the right thing, right? He's telling somebody, let's say, Reuven is telling Shimon that Levi did something against him or said something against him, right? So even if he thinks that Levi did the right thing by doing this thing or saying this thing, and he's not trying to get Shimon to hate Levi, he's just trying to sub for something else. So Shadibra Olav, that he spoke about him, or he did something that comes out to be something against him. Could go and give an example of what that could be, how that could apply. Let's say Shimon mechiach leRuvain. Shimon is telling, is giving Musar to Reuven. So instead of Reuven telling Shimon, let's say Shimon is telling Reuven that he did the wrong thing. Reuven misnatzel al atzmai, and then Reuven tells him back that Shadini. Okay, so let's reverse it back and say the way that this started is because, yes, Reuven is the one who's telling the Rechilus to Shimon. But let's say start with Shimon is telling Reuven, you said something wrong, you did something wrong, right? So Reuven defends himself by saying, hey, hold on a second, I didn't do anything wrong, because not only do I think I'm right, but I even know that Levi did it, so it must be right, right? So by saying that, using Levi as his proof, what he's doing is he's telling Shimon that Levi did something against him, or that Levi said something against him, right? Yes, he's using it for his own defense, and he believes that he did right. He's not believing that he did wrong. Varaya, and you say again, his proof is Shagam Yehuda Omer Lavkach. Okay, he chooses Yehuda instead of Levi, but the point is that he's bringing a third part, that third party, that he's the person who did it. Who's the proof? Afilo Hachi, even with that, Aval Pikein, even though that. If by telling this story to Shimon, he's getting Yehuda, Levi, whatever way you want to look at the story, whichever names you want to use, but the point is this other person who he's telling it about may end up being that he's causing him to have some kind of hate against him for doing this. Rachel Mikri. It is still considered peddling the story. Yashikoyach, and have a great day. Peddling the story, you're not allowed to. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.